the private line is ringing here, too. Hello?
Yeah. Hi. This is Hap Harper.
Hello, Hap. This is Buddy Hatton. How are you?
How are you doing, Buddy?
I'm fine. Fine. As good as can be expected on this day. Actually, a lot of wonderful, beautiful, happy memories today.
Well,
you must have plenty.
I've been listening for the last several hours, and I've been anxious to get to a telephone so I could call in a few. And I think it's been expressed by many different people. He started a lot of us in this business.
Were you his first commute reporter?
Well, I was the first commute reporter in the world.
In the world?
That's right, because what happened was Don one day called me at the airport, and he said, Hap, he said, stay where you are. I'm going to come down. I need to talk to you. I'm going to make you famous.
Well, how did he know you?
Well, we used to live in the same apartment building in San Francisco, and I found out that he'd go out in the back and be sunbathing dirt during the day.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was married to a lady that used to sunbathe during the day, and I used to come home at all kinds of weird hours just to check on what was going on.
So he anyway, knew you all right, and you knew him too.
It was a lot of fun. But anyway, when Don said he was going to come down to meet you, you didn't know if in 45 minutes he was going to show up in your office, or if he meant 3 days, or you didn't know if he was going to show up at all. But by golly, 45 minutes later, that's about how long it took him to drive down to San Carlos Airport from San Francisco, he drove into the parking lot and he came in and he said, Hap, I got a great idea. What I want you to do is take off every morning and I want you to call me on the radio and tell me where the fog is or where it isn't or if the entire Bay Area is socked in. I want you to guess when you think it's going to burn off. Well, that sounded great, except getting a frequency to do that on was very, very difficult. We had several meetings at KSFO, and meantime, Don was afraid it was going to get out. So we got a marine radio telephone. We used to drop this big trailing wire antenna out of the airplane. I'd place a long-distance telephone call to him, and that worked for a while. And finally, when that system, the people who were on the boats soon got wind of that, so they would start calling in and interrupting our conversation. So then I decided I'd do it from my home, and I had a tape recorder that sounded like an airplane noise, and somebody at the airport would take off, tell me what to say, and I would call it in. And that got found out one day, but anyway, Herb Cain exposed us on that one. But what finally happened was, one day I'm up there, we finally got a frequency approved. That's how we knew we were the very first in the world, the only frequency that was approved.
Now, how did that work then? You had a frequency that only could be picked up here at the KSFO from your plane?
It's the way all the traffic watches work now. There's a special frequency assigned for these broadcasts to come to a base station, and then it's rebroadcast on the air.
I see.
But at that time, there was only one, and KSFO had it, and I had the transmitter in my airplane. So I would call down to Don and tell him about the weather. And one day, I took a look down there, and I noticed that the Bay Bridge, which was two directions on the upper deck in those days, there had been a head-on collision, and I reported it. And Don came back immediately and said, Hap, that's great. From now on, you look at freeways. And that was the first traffic report anywhere. I'm sitting here looking at a picture of Don on my wall, sitting in my airplane with me at the KSFO microphone. He used to love to do the show from the airplane so that we could land up at Clear Lake. During one of the boat shows, Tom Rooney and the Evinrude people got together and gave Don a boat and a motor, and we headed up, or he headed up at Clear Lake, but he wasn't going to show up for it. He was one of these people, as you know, that may or may not be there. Mm-hmm. I had called him the morning of that giveaway, and I said, Don, get down there and get that boat and motor, because if you don't want it, I do. And he showed up. And we used to fly up to Clear Lake and land at Lower Lake and go out and go water skiing for the day. Don loved to water ski.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and, he later went into scuba diving and all kinds of things. He really liked the water.
And, of course, he lived on that boat for years, didn't he?
Well, yeah, that was long after. He started off with a little small ski boat, and then he went up to a 26-foot Uniflight, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
He had various boats that finally graduated up into the big ones. But I remember when we raided Stockton. I remember riding into town with him in a General Sherman tank.
Was that when you dropped the
leaflet?
The leaflet saying, consider yourself bombed? Or
that's
can
right.
I get in here for a second?
Yes,
hello, Hap, this is Aaron.
Hi, Aaron. How are you, buddy?
Pretty good, thanks.
Great.
In case you forgot, I got to add to this. They planned to go up there. Maybe you talked to it. and dropped thousands of leaflets to inform the people of Stockton that they were bombed. In the meantime...
But did people know that they were going to drop leaflets?
Well...
Wasn't that sort of a surprise?
Yeah, well, you couldn't drop anything else.
But they didn't... Well, I could think of a lot of things that Sherwood might have dropped.
Sherwood had suggested, but Hap wouldn't do it. Anyway, Hap learned from the people in Stockton that if you drop anything at all, you're going to be arrested for littering.
Yeah, I remember that very, very well. I was only hoping people would pick them up. We had those charge buttons.
That's right. Yeah. They were going to drop all of this stuff, and then they were told you better not, or you're going to be under arrest.
Well, so we bombed them.
With one leaflet.
We bombed them with thousands of leaflets, finally. We got the Chamber of Commerce and the police department there to finally look the other way, because we knew they were going to get complaints for littering. But we went up there and we really bombed them with a lot of leaflets. And then, Aaron, you'll remember this. Do you remember the hostage girls that they sent down from Stockton so that we wouldn't raid their town? Huh?
Yes.
Well, I've got a picture on the wall I'm looking at right now of Don and I carrying, we're these crazy costumes, carrying them into the Fairmont Hotel. And I gave mine back. I think Don kept his for a while.
You're talking about the hostage.
Oh.
Buddy... Let me tell you what happened. They had a Navy, they had an Army, they had an Air Force, and that one tank. And Hap and Don rode into town on that tank. They went to the City Hall. This was on a Saturday. I anchored it in here, and I kind of was talking back and forth with them. And they went to the City Hall in Stockton to accept the surrender. And the local radio station in Stockton was incensed that a bunch from San Francisco would come up here and capitalize on us. So they immediately went to court on a Saturday. They got in touch with a judge who issued a writ.